Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, kids! Parents, this is What the Kids Are Watching, a rewatch podcast for grown-ups about the weird and wild TV shows that children seem to love.
I'm Natalie Pouchet, and I'm a parent.
And I'm Ryan Bailey, and I'm probably not a parent. So we've got different perspectives as we break down, praise,
and goof on the most notable episodes of the shows your kids are currently obsessing over.
Okay, welcome to an all-new episode of What the Kids Are Watching. My name is Ryan Bailey. I'm one of your hosts, and joining me is, as always...
Hello, Natalie Pouchet.
You know, we're finally learning our names. Just to remind people, this is a rewatch podcast for the absurd world of kid shows as seen through the eyes of adults, one of whom is a parent, Natalie.
Yep, that's me.
Yeah, you seem thrilled, and one who is not me. But you know, depending on if I like these kids shows or not, I will consider having a child by the end of the first season of us doing this.
Yeah, no pressure. It's just, you know, having to find the woman that's going to give you the child also, you know.
Oh my God. That already sounds too much. That already sounds in bugs. So it's not happening. I can already tell. Natalie, we haven't talked in a couple of weeks, but I've seen all of your activity on Instagram. You are one of my favorite follows on Instagram, you guys, because you got to go follow her because she does a lot of mommy stuff, but there's also like a lot of DIY home. You were talking about bed sheets and bed bugs yesterday on your Instagram.
Okay, let me ask you a question. How many times do you wash your sheets?
This isn't about me, Natalie.
No, this is definitely about you.
No, you know what? And she did one of those like polls on Instagram, you guys, where she was like, click this. And I purposely didn't click because I was like, I don't want to be.
Why?
Because it's the answer. Because
you're
not
a guy.
Be
so it doesn't matter what you say. It's fine. You do it. You do it when you have to, don't you? Well, that was one of the options.
Okay. I do it every 2 weeks, but only because there's somebody that cleans the house that I'm in. And you were talking about like, well, I was talking about this on the podcast because I saw your stories and I saw pillowcases, and I'm one of those people that I'm like, the pillows, who needs the pillowcase? You got the pillow.
Oh, no.
I'm a child still. Yeah, I'm a total child still.
Have you ever encountered bed bugs before?
I mean, I was married. No, I'm joking. No, that's good. No, I have not. But your story scared me. And then it scared me because I was thinking about when I was a kid and thinking about like lice outbreaks and things like that, would check your hair. I don't know if they still do that for kids. They would check your hair in school for lice and stuff. And I was like, there's no way. I have to have like 30 diseases at this point, I think.
Oh, for sure. I mean, do you know how many diseases come like after like daycares, like hand, foot, mouth disease? Just Google that. Just Google that and you're going to die.
Well, my question to you is, how do parents do this? Like, you're worried even about sheets. How do you worry about your daughter not getting everything known to man? And how do all the parents out there, how do you guys do it? I would be freaking out every minute of the day.
You are. And the thing is that once they start going to school, it's game over. Like, you just know they're going to get sick. You're going to get sick. You're sick for like a solid 2-3 months. And then they start to build up their immune system and then it's fine. But at some point you just have to like relinquish the fact that they're going to touch everything and put everything in their mouth. And you just have to pray to the immune gods that your kid is like going to be able to fight it. But like my girlfriend had a baby who had like, it was like a form. It was like a virus, but I mean, he had like little scabs all over his body, in his mouth, on his feet. Like, it's horrendous.
By the way, parents are like, I'm listening to this to get away from everything. And now I know. I need to turn this off and go check my kid for every known disease.
Totally.
Also, by the way, I just wanted to say up top, we forgot to, we are covering Paw Patrol, an episode of Paw Patrol today, which we'll get to in a second. But I do, as a non-parent, I like to actually figure out what the heck I was. You taught your daughter how to swim and your daughter's like,
I did.
How old is she?
She's almost three. She's three in September. But I will say, I mean, my mom she was the one that was really with her this whole summer in the pool. And then I took major credit at the end when I was like, okay, take your floaties off. Let's try this. And you just like, you push them and you, and you pray that they come back to you. No, you like, it's totally like, it's a commitment and you have to, it's so important to get your kids swim trained.
I was watching the videos of your daughter swim, which, by the way, your daughter's hysterical. And I think a lot of kids are probably like this because the kids these days know how to find a camera. They're like, she's like, mommy, record me.
Yeah.
Because everybody has a phone now. So all these kids growing up are going to have every day of their lives some form of media on it.
I know. I mean, granted, they're going to be like 15 seconds, like, because I record on Instagram. So mine are going to be like in little increments. Although she tells me, put your phone down, which shows
but,
me.
But
that
she, but then in the
phone.
Pool, she was like, mom, make sure you're getting me. So which is
I
it?
Know.
You got it. Which is it?
I know. It's like all eyes on me. But make sure that you're watching me through the phone. I want to watch this later.
Like, I was just thinking, like, I'm still having a hard time teaching myself certain things. And all you guys out there with kids, like the fact that you're teaching somebody how to swim, like, I'm like, I can't even teach myself how to do taxes. And you guys are teaching humans, little humans, how to do things. And you're succeeding for the most part.
Ah, that's a stretch. I mean, succeeding. I wouldn't say it's succeeding, but we're getting through. We're getting by. They're alive at the end of the night. Yeah. You know, like they're alive, their heart, you know, they're good. They're breathing. I feel like, okay, that to me is success.
My dad was like a traveling salesman when I was a kid. So he was gone like Monday through Friday, which probably explains why I like Real Housewives and all of that kind of, I'm more like, I was raised around a lot of women but I was thinking like, my mom had like this kind of tough job of dealing with me and my sister 5 days a week. And then my dad would come and be kind of like fun or, you know, try to be strict on the weekends, but mainly he was the fun dad. And I was thinking about that in terms of, and it's probably a little different today in terms of like the weight that is cut, you know, covered by each parent. But it is funny how many of like my mom, the brunt of that was on her, everything totally. That I learned during the week.
No, I think that's still relevant to this day. I mean, you have to at some point play good cop, bad cop. So I think depending on who's the one that's doing like the majority of the parenting, that's me, right? I'm with her all the time. And so I tend to be the more strict one because I'm with her all the time. And then Riley's home, you know, a few hours in the morning, a few hours at night, and then, you know, kisses the baby goodnight and that's it. So he doesn't want to be strict on her because he feels like I only have a couple hours with her anyways. I don't want to be an asshole. You know, it's like that kind of thing. And my sister, who is the opposite, she goes to work. She also doesn't want to, you know, really reprimand them because she's barely sees them, which sucks for the parent that's doing the parenting.
Yeah. But then if I was your dude, I would be thinking like, eventually I will have to lay down the law one day and it's going to be brutal. It's going to be like a fall from grace. Like I always wonder, like, you know, cause when that happens, when he really has to do it that one time, it's going to break. It could possibly break her.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It has. Oh, it has. That's why sometimes I have to say, daddy, get involved because she's not listening to me anymore.
Well, I mean, so you're saying kind of daddy, get involved. It's kind of like in Paw Patrol when they have to call these dogs to really for an emergency. So the Paw Patrol, you could kind of relate to calling daddy because daddy is a potential part of a Paw Patrol when something is completely going wrong in a household.
Yes, because God forbid, mommy can do anything. Yeah, well, exactly.
I wish the audience could talk too, because like how much of your job is thankless?
Oh, all of it. Absolutely all of it. By the way, yesterday? Yeah, because I was taking her swimming and she looks at my stomach. She goes, mommy, you have a big stomach and Piper has a little stomach. I go, yeah, because mommy made you. Mommy actually birthed you from my big stomach. Okay.
Oh, I do not need a kid pointing out all of my insecure spots. Like, oh, Ryan has love handles. Oh, right. Yeah, I do not need any
of that. And what's this on your face? And what's that little pimple? And what's that wrinkle? And why is your toe so big? I'm like, Jesus criminy, child. It is like.
And then you don't want to point out anything wrong with your daughter to give her a complex. But I'm sure at a certain point you're like, well, look at you. You can't read barely. Are you kidding me?
Thank you. Form a sentence and then we can talk. Okay. Yeah.
It's like pay rent here, please.
Exactly. Let's talk Paw Patrol because I mean, it's literally one of the biggest shows. Do you know that it rakes in $1 billion a year?
Oh, I don't doubt it. Like this thing has been going on since 2013, 9 seasons. I had always heard about the Paw Patrol. Like it's kind of in the pop culture sphere, even for people like me that don't have kids, but I had no idea it was a ragtag group of dogs that were like saving. So like doing little saving missions and like Mission Impossible or something with dogs. But I mean, my question immediately is, does your daughter's 3 almost. She doesn't watch Paw Patrol.
You know what? She doesn't. And I was going to say that. Like, this was one of my first times actually watching it. My nieces and nephews love it. And they're a little bit older, maybe because he's a boy. The boy really, really loves it. But yeah, Piper hasn't really gotten into it. But no, I have to say,
Tried to put it on her? Have you tried to make her watch an episode?
I don't think so. I mean, look, this girl's very demanding. She likes what she likes. So right now it's all about the Goosebumps and Sing 2 and things are on repeat normally in our household for like a solid week. She's like only watching one thing and then goes on to the next.
You said
thing.
Your daughter was watching like Titanic and stuff.
Oh yeah. She loves it.
They need to make a cartoon of the Titanic, kids cartoon for Titanic. That would be amazing. a little bit of some facts about Paw Patrol. The original title of this show, do you know what it was?
No, what was it?
It was called Raffy and the Rescue Dogs was the original title of Paw Patrol. And then Raffy actually turned into Ryder, but Ryder was initially supposed to be an adult because I believe in the cartoon, he's like 10 years old.
Right.
10 years old. That's a lot of responsibility to be in charge of. Like, we watched this pizza party episode, you guys, but I need like a prequel. I need to know all like, how did Ryder meet the dogs? What were the, did they go train with like a jujitsu master? You know,
I was thinking I agree. It was like
Justice League or Batman or something.
Like,
you know?
I need qualifications on these dogs. But let me ask you, if these were cats, me neither. Would this have been as successful? And I'm going to say, I don't think so.
No. And I'll tell you why, because cats aren't helpful. Cats work against us as like dogs are our best friends.
Cats are selfish.
Dogs want to help you guys. Cats are going by their own agenda. And every time I've met a cat, like you have to like kind of ask nicely to pet them and they have to come to you and like decide if you know, they're going to let, it's just a whole thing.
If you were dying, your cat is not going to save you.
Oh, your cat, by the way, this is actually true.
They would leave your ass.
No, also your cat will eat you. If you pass away, this is actually, that's true.
I think I have seen that.
That's why I want a lot of, cats. My friend Meditza has, she's like, she kind of dubs herself a cat lady. And I'm like, something happens to you, those cats are going, they're not going to even mourn. They will go right to eating you.
I agree.
The Paw Patrol wouldn't do that.
I agree. And do you know that the ratio of people loving dogs versus cats is 1 out of 5?
I know. And the cat people, sorry, cat people. I know there's a lot of you guys out there.
I know. They're about to come after us.
Oh, but you guys get on your high horse about these cats. And like, it's my ex-roommate had a cat and he was a cat guy. And it just, it's like, you guys know a secret that we don't or something.
And you know, cat people take this really, really morbid. I feel like how cats would eat their owners. I feel like cat people would probably eat their cats if they had to.
Oh, wow. You really like, went there.
Like that's wow, how we're upset. That's I know. Cat owners are going to uproar.
Boycott this show immediately.
Oh God, Daily Mail's going to really just run with that with that line.
Cat is Garfield. Garfield is a dope cat. I love Garfield the cat. Very grumpy, loves lasagna. That's like priorities straight.
I can get down with the Garfields. Okay, let's get into this episode, please, because I feel like I have a lot to say. I have PTSD from this episode.
What do you mean? We're halfway through. I'm like, let's just keep talking. Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Because, okay, so in the episode, they are in this, they're in this van, right? They're trying to have a pizza party and they're in this van and they skid out on ice, on black ice. Okay. And I have done that and I have totaled my car and it was terrifying. Like, where was Paw Patrol when I totaled my car?
Well, to be fair, the Paw Patrol seems to work. I mean, was this in a snowy, was this Paw Patrol? What are they working out of Aspen here? It's like all snowy. And
I think it's a Canada based, but
Canada based. So wait, this is the title of this episode is like, Natalie, just it's Pups Save a Pizza season 2, episode 24, came out in 2015. If you want to follow along with this, and just a real quick fact too, the episode has the highest user rating score of all Paw Patrol episodes on IMDb. This episode got an 8.4 out of 10. Which I mean, who is rating? I mean, are they making kids rate the Paw Patrol on IMDb?
Right?
Who's rating this?
Right. The fact that parents listen, whoever the parents are rating, they're listening to our show. Let me put it that way. And let's hope that they're not cat people.
I mean, she kind of buried the lead. Like, the car does spin out when they're trying to have a pizza party, and that's like the big action. But leading up to that, as somebody that has never seen Paw Patrol in his life, and I got to tell you, we, you know, our guy Brian writes notes on these episodes, and he said the theme song, we've got a dud here, bland, almost melody free, just says Paw Patrol a lot. And I got to tell you, I loved the song. I loved it.
I disagree with him too. Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol.
Yes, it's so good.
Yeah, I don't need it to be Pink Floyd. It's like a kid song. I love it. I've been singing it all day.
It's like the intro to our show.
I don't need Radiohead or something. This is like Paw Patrol theme. I thought it said the name of the song and it sounded kind of like I wanted to hear like Blink 182 cover it or somebody, you know, because there was like a punk element to it.
I think we should do sort of a, like have someone just cover all of these shows, like all the intros to all the kids shows. And just do a little mashed up.
If anybody listens to this show that's like a piano person, it would be amazing to come in and just hit us with like 50 kids, like a mashup of all of the kids' songs. And then you could have a kid Coachella where kids are just dancing to these mashups.
Did you just create the next billion-dollar idea?
Kidchella? Are you kidding me?
What?
Wow, that's
oh my gosh.
Okay, we heard it here first, folks.
Yep.
So Paw Patrol, you guys, is, you know, I mean, they're cops. I mean, they're a patrol of dogs that are led by Ryder, and they all have like vehicle. This is the part I really truly loved as like a dude growing up. Like, I was into Transformers and all this stuff. All these
you look like a cop right now.
Yeah, I had a beard and then I shaved a mustache, and it's not. I just saw it on the Zoom.
Why the stash?
Tell
me why.
I said it's like girls wanting to get bangs. I was like, you know, so I was on YouTube.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No, I was on YouTube and somebody said, you look really old with the white in your beard. And I was like, how dare you? And then I was like, I'm shaving it. And then, of course, how you're not supposed to let anything affect you. I went to shave it off immediately. And then, you know, I'm still like a goofy kid at heart. And so I then just start cutting patterns and like I had a Fu Manchu for a second. I had like all these things. Then I was like a mustache. Could I pull off? And I had just seen that Top Gun Maverick movie. And the one dude had a mustache. And I was like, maybe I'll this is so dumb.
You know what? And you can pull it off. And I will tell you, you just knocked about 7 years off your age.
Oh, thank you. Wow. I'm 13 now. No, it's like, but if you look at it on the, it's like, if you, and now you're going to focus on this, it looks like two caterpillars for all the kids listening. Two caterpillars, and one's like a little long. I've got to shape it a little better, but it's you know, it's something fun. It's something new. I got to look at my face
like
in the mirror. I'm like, who's this guy?
And it looks like, it almost looks like you like, dyed your hair and your stash. Like,
no, I just don't have any white in my hair yet. So
it looks great. All right, going back to cops.
Okay. anyways, cops, Paw Patrol. I would, by the way, I don't think I would be, I just want to know how the Paw Patrol was formed. I mean, was there like a episode one where it, like, I truly am curious now, and I don't want to be a weirdo and go back and watch all of the Paw Patrol episodes. But I got to tell you, I was curious if they have an origin story of how all of these dogs came to be, and why is Ryder in control of them, this 10-year-old kid?
I actually agree with you. And I feel like we almost have to go back and do an episode one of Paw Patrol.
By the way, you guys, if you do respond to certain ones more than others, let us know, because we have the ability to go back and cover other episodes. Because by the way, I got to tell you, we did Bluey on our first episode. I've been dying to watch more episodes of Bluey. I feel bad that I'm like, I can't do it without like a reasoning. Like, I can't do it just for enjoyment for myself, because that's weird. And then, you know, and especially with the mustache, people are like, what are you watching? Bluey. but I thought it was had so much. I keep thinking about Bluey. And when we announced what the kids are watching, which, go follow us on Instagram, you guys, people said, you know, Bluey overwhelmingly, all the adults were saying how much they love Bluey.
Yes, because if we're going to be stuck watching a show, we want to laugh. And I will say, Paw Patrol was a little boring for me. Well, I liked it. It was cute, but it was boring.
Well, this is my question to you, Natalie. Was this also potentially a hair more guy-centric?
Yes, totally.
Because there's girl characters and girls save the day in this as much as the guys do. But I don't know. Well, I was just thinking about it in terms of like the, you know, they all have weaponized vehicles, and they're like, you know, it seemed to me what I used to dig at, you know, there was like a, not a sci-fi element, but a definitely adventure and action, and that had gadgets.
The planes.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And they have like a Paw Patrol headquarters, like a, you know, like a bat cave that they're all hanging out, and they have all these dog treats there. This place, actually they call it Adventure Bay, which, if you like, why even move to Adventure Bay if you don't want adventure, you know, like, I just feel like it's potentially a dangerous place. And it says so in the title of the area, you know?
I mean, listen, I don't care for adventure, so I'm definitely going to stay off that bay. I'm a little bit more like of a relaxing kind of gal.
So the cop thing, my mind was kind of just on fire with what I'm starting to understand about kid shows as I'm watching them now is, like, when I was training as an actor, you know, they'd always be like, play the reality of the scene, play the reality of the scene. Already, you cannot play the reality of the scene because you got a bunch of dogs talking, saving thing, and it's led by a 10-year-old boy, Ryder. Like, where are his parents? We're not even concerned. And then in the first scene, we see this dude who's like in charge of the pizza party. It looks like he's like a mid-20s stoner. He's like, all right, let's do pizza, man. All right.
I couldn't handle that. I couldn't handle it. Why would they choose?
What a bad example for Ryder and for the dogs to hang out with this stoner who's making it. They have a pizza oven, and this was 2015, before pizza ovens were cool, I think. And I'm like, did they invent pizza ovens? Did Paw Patrol make it cool again? Right. But this guy is like talking to this girl dog, and is like, yo, we're gonna do the pizza party, man. And I was like, this is a full stoner. Like, this is a full stoner.
Blown. I mean, which makes sense that he's talking to dogs.
When it's, and I was like, of course he's in a ski town. You know, this guy didn't pass. Yeah. He didn't graduate college. He's like a Van Wilder sort.
Smokes doobies, talks to his dog, makes pizzas.
I'll be right back, you guys. Don't mind the smoke signals. But the reality of the situation, too, is that, okay, so you have to accept that dogs can talk. And that's fine. A lot of children's shows do that. But these dogs are, you know, kind of a law enforcement of sorts. And then I was just like, oh, my God, wouldn't it? The reality of that, though, is even when this car skids out on black ice, which we'll get to in a second with the grandpa and the other kid, you know, the reality of it is like, they're like, we got to go save this car. But they're all doing it with like a smile on their face. They're taking their time. They're going to like eat some treats before they go save the thing. I'm like, these two people are about to die and perish in that car off the black ice.
And all they care about are their little treats and
they're happy
the whole time.
And then even the people in the car, the grandpa and the kid, they're happy. They're like, oh, yeah. we're
and I
we're
have anxiety that I'm like, oh my God, like let's get to them. Like, let's go. Where's the
urgency? The pressure?
Yes.
And I like Paw Patrol. Like, you think, by the way, there's always like those studies of like cops and ambulances, how long it takes for them to get to a crime scene accident. And I got to tell you, Paw Patrol is probably quadruple the amount of time to get to an accident.
Because imagine if our like ambulance, they were just like, hey man, let's just like make one more pizza and then we'll go like save that house that's on fire.
The one dog's taking time to like eat pepperoni snacks. The other dog's has stomach issues. And so like he's laughing at his stomach issues.
No, he was just hungry.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I thought it was like a irritable bowel syndrome.
I resonated with that character a lot with that dog. He's like a pit bull. His stomach always growls. He's always hungry. Oh, I love him.
Guys, I want to talk to you about one of my favorite products of all time, and that's Hiya. Hiya is the only vitamin at this point that I give Piper. And it's because, you know, all the other vitamins out there are just filled with sugar. And honestly, I would notice the difference when I gave her little vitamins and they were like little gummies or whatever. She was bouncing around. I'm like, gosh, I didn't know vitamins could do that. But with Hiya, the flavor is there, but it doesn't have, and it's not filled with teaspoons of sugar and unhealthy chemicals and all the other gummy junk growing kids should never eat. And that's why Hiya was created, because the pediatrician approved superpowered chewable vitamin is now the best thing to give your kids. And while most children's vitamins are filled with 5 grams of sugar and can contribute to a variety of health issues, Hiya is made with zero sugar and zero gummy junk, yet it tastes great and is perfect for picky eaters. Hiya fills in the most common gaps in modern children's diets to provide the full body nutrition our kids need with a yummy taste they love. Formulated with the help of nutritional experts, Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, and many others to help support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and so much more. It's non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, and everything else you can imagine. Hiya is designed for kids of all ages and sent straight to your door so parents have one less thing to worry about. I know for me, when we got our package in, it's like this cute little package with all these stickers, and that was probably one of my favorite parts, was having her decorate the little bottle. And I even like to put it in her lunch pail as like a little treat if I don't give it to her in the morning, so she gets super excited. It's my go-to vitamin. You guys are going to love it. We've actually worked out a special deal with Hiya for the best selling children's vitamin, receiving 50% off of your first order. So to claim this deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com/kidpod. This deal is not available on the regular website. So you have to go to hiyahealth.com/kidpod and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
But by the way, how hungry were you during this whole episode?
Oh, I'm just hungry all the time. It's, yeah. I mean, but especially during this episode. I will say though, when they say something is dog treats, as a dog owner, I immediately am like, I'm out. because I know not to eat dog treats. I learned it the hard way, but I know now not to eat dog treats. So at the end, I liked that they were making human pizza with real pepperoni as well as pepperoni snacks or treats for dogs.
Right. Yes. Yes. That huge.
So do you think any of the Paw Patrol is like good cop, bad cop? Like he's like, you're walking too close to the edge, Scruffy. You better stop.
I feel like they didn't have a
everybody bad was nice character. And smiley.
Right. And I feel like you need to have at least one. I mean, there's always one dog on the, you know,
yes!
the dog park that's like the rude one, the mean one. I wonder why they didn't do that.
Yeah, like, I mean, it would be great if one of these characters, like, you know, you have Ruby, the bulldog, who's especially food obsessed. He's kind of chubby, you guys. He's the one with stomach issues and he's hungry. What if he was just like, you're too close to the edge, Ruby. You can't go out on Paw Patrol today. You're too close. And he's like, let me go out, dude. Let me go out. And he's like, just always, he's like, you're on notice. We're suspending you from the Paw Patrol.
Right. I feel like we just created another character for the show and you may have to be the voice of it.
I just have too many questions, which I think kind of means that I like the show because I'm really genuinely curious. Because once again, Ryder is a 10-year-old boy with terrific hair and he is the head of everything in Adventure Bay. He is the dispatcher of the Paw Patrol. But like, once again, the question is, why are humans not part of any of it? Like, I mean, like Ryder just dispatches. He's not. Like,
is this all a dream? And he feels like, oh, this, like, is this like his dreamland? And he's in this world where he like leads all these dogs and this adventure. Like, I think there has to be a backstory to this.
Let me hit you with another idea. What if we fast forward 30 years and Ryder is now a grizzled 40-year-old and he's moved away from Adventureland, but something is calling him back to Adventureland and he left and all the dogs have, like, the Paw Patrol has completely fallen off. Like, it doesn't even exist anymore. Barely anybody's alive in Adventureland because the Paw Patrol does not patrol anymore. And then Ryder is called back and he has, like, and Ryder at this point has lost, he's lost his wife. Yeah, I'll say it. Yeah. He's okay. He's heartbroken and he comes back and he learns how to live and love again and brings the Paw Patrol together. Like at the beginning, he has like this grizzled beard or a creepy mustache like I do. And then by the end, he's like that scene in the movie where he's shaving and he's like cleaning his act. And he puts on his Ryder clothes when he was like 10 years old. He's like, these don't fit at all. But it's like a cute moment we all laugh at.
I think he has a son.
Yes.
That he brings, or he has to go and find, like there is that moment there where it tugs on your heartstrings. You're like, oh my God, what a good dad.
Yes. And well, then
it brings the kids back into the whole.
Then it's like, okay, me, Ryder and his son, they're going to then like, son, this is ours now.
And we're redoing the Paw Patrol. Their own little dogs. So it's like the next generation.
Like, you're Robbie's son, you know, like that, you know.
and that's where the asshole dog is born. That's where the mean one is born.
Real quick, another fact that I found interesting, because you said, you know, how much money this has raked in. Do you know, and by the creator of this, do you know what else the creator of this created?
No, what did he do?
This is trying to find it right here. Okay. His name is Keith Chapman. He's a British TV producer. He also created Bob the Builder.
Wow.
This guy is like Bill Gates of kid show. He has his hands in everything. Bob the Builder, I think, was also huge.
It was massive. But you know, he said this, which I thought a little arrogant, but he said that there may never be another children's entertainment show like this ever again. He thinks that this is a like hitting the lottery. It's never going to happen again.
Well, Keith, calm down, Keith. Listen, cash the checks, but like, let's.
Also, I know you're driving your Aston Martin, Keith, but I'm pretty sure.
Natalie, maybe he means nobody will ever put 10 dogs patrolling an area as cops again, because that would actually make sense. Like, I don't see anybody else being able to do this ever.
Doing this.
You know? Yeah. You could do a knockoff of Paw Patrol, you know? Because we even said the Kitty Patrol, it would be so, people would just lose their lives right and left. Those cats aren't saving us.
I just don't understand. I just don't understand how it rakes in $1 billion. I'm just going to say it. I just don't understand it. I think it's a cute concept, but like to be the number one show, I just don't understand. I thought Bluey was better.
I thought Bluey was better and had a lot more heart, but that's the thing. We're not kids anymore. So
we're not,
you know, like, I mean, emotionally, yes, but I think maybe that we don't fully understand through the eyes of the kids. And it raked in $1 billion because, you know, all you parents out there, how much would you pay to keep your kid quiet? Like, how much would you pay to keep your kid focused on something and away from whatever you have to do? I think that is like priceless, right?
Not just that. I mean, the marketing behind it is genius. They have toys everywhere. I mean, you go to Target, there are like a solid, there's like two aisles of just Paw Patrol, like toys and gear. And I mean, you name it, it's there. So I feel like, I mean, they really did a good job.
So the plot of this episode, like Natalie had said at the beginning, is that the weed dude, we're going to have a pizza party. You know, that his name is Jake and we're at his mountain cabin and he's cooking the extremely cool pizza in the backyard pizza oven. And Mr. Porter is Adventure Bay's pizzeria operator, which I guess they only have one pizzeria in the place. And he is supposed to drive some handmade pizza dough for this pizza party. And his kid, Alex, is too busy running his race car around and knocks over Mr. Porter, his grandfather, who's an old man. And Mr. Porter falls face first into the pizza dough. And his big mustachioed face makes an imprint on the pizza dough, you guys. And Alex is like, hey, we can have grandpa face pizza. First off, would you ever eat a grandpa face pizza? Like, that would scare the hell out of me.
Yeah. I mean, look, my grandparents are dead. So
that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't want to, mine too. I would be horrified if somebody did, like, that's your grandma on that pizza.
And forget about that. Let's bring back the germs on the pillow and the bed sheets. imagine the amount of grease. And
why is this old man's face in the pizza? And then the kid is like, yeah, let's eat that.
Let's eat it.
I think it's a responsibility to the grandpa to say, no, it's not healthy to eat once my face has fallen into this.
Yeah.
Thing,
and God forbid his dentures fall out in the dough, then we're really screwed.
But, you know, kids are, I bet, like, that's a big laugh moment for the kids when the grandpa falls into the pizza. They're like, oh, I have a grandpa. So he's silly. Dumb.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he falls into things when he drinks, you know. And so they are driving then this grandpa face pizza, the dough. So it's really important for the pizza party, and they head up the mountain and they're catering the pizza party with that dude and all of Paw Patrol. They head up the mountain, and like Natalie had said at the beginning, they spin out, which they don't say black ice, but it's probably black ice. And this is where Alex and Mr. Porter, the grandfather, almost die. Their fan is hanging over the edge of a deadly precipice. And this is completely frightening and messed up, but you wouldn't know it from Alex and Mr. Porter. They seem like they're having the time of their, they're like, oh, we're about to die.
We're almost off the ledge. Yeah.
They're doing this all with a smile on their face. And I was like, Natalie, are we supposed, because the other episodes we've watched has had like a something that to teach the kids a lesson. And then I was like, is the lesson here in the face of danger to be cheery? Like, what's the lesson? Is there a lesson?
Maybe they're not trying to like instill fear in the kids just yet, but I was terrified.
If I do have a kid and I do fall on black ice, and we are in that situation, and my kid's all smiley about it, I'm gonna be like
come on, Dad.
Yeah, I'm like, Randy, you don't realize we are about to die, Randy. I need you to take this seriously, Randy. You know.
Oh, I thought we just named your son, your future son.
I did, Randy. His name's Randy. creepy name. No offense to all the Randys out there. So they are fine about it because they're like, let's immediately call the Paw Patrol. And this is where I need more information too, because it's like, why don't we call the actual cops? Like, why Paw Patrol? Like, is there something going on with actual cops in Adventure Bay that they're not to be used and we'd rather go with dogs?
Right. I mean, in a way, maybe they're better off with Paw Patrol. Maybe we would be better off with Paw Patrol. than our
we've not
than
I, our, I haven't tried
our government.
Well, okay, Natalie, let me, you don't have a dog yet, right?
No, I used to have a dog. This is why also maybe I don't like the show. My dog got eaten by a coyote and it was like a tiny little your face.
Oh my God.
And so I feel like this is just hitting all of my triggers.
Well, I have my dog Brooklyn this week from my, we share a dog, me and my ex, and
you guys share a dog.
Yeah. I mean, she primarily takes it. She's amazing. She's like the best dog mom ever. But, and our dog's always like 13, 14 years old now. And she has like all these issues, but we turned on Paw Patrol and I was like, well, let's, you know, and then I was kind of like hoping that like Brooklyn would like look at it and be like, oh, I'm not pulling my weight around here. I just kind of lay around and I don't ever do.
He starts talking say, to you.
Oh yeah. Well, no, she started barking.
Oh,
like she started, I mean, she reclaimed her territory. Like she was like out of, she was zonked out completely and started barking. Like, so I had to watch Paw Patrol on my iPhone with headphones in. Cause she was like, we will not be watching the Paw Patrol tonight. And it really triggered my dog. Like and I was like, did you date somebody on Paw Patrol? Like what is happening?
This is an ex. Where's the loyalty, Dad? Oh my God. I didn't know that.
But I mean, yeah. And I will say dogs, in Paw Patrol's defense, you're like, could dogs save people? And I got to say, dogs get a bad rap sometimes. They say cats are smarter, but dogs are smart. And I know because I have to give my dog medicine like 3 times a day and like these, like all these different pills and stuff. And there's like all this different food I try to hide it in. And she's so damn smart. She finds the pill every time. It's like, even if you trick her on one pill, she'll know the next time. And it is, you know, you would think this for, so smart. I
How
would just
think
that she's like 13 or 14, almost 14 years old. She's so old and she knows the pill thing. She's like, you think you're going to get me with this?
By the way, maybe you haven't like done new tricks, Dad. Maybe you need to stop putting it in
I did pill pockets. I've done cheese. I've done hamburger meat, turkey meat. I've done so many different like foods and stuff. And then it's so sad because then you have to water it down and put in a syringe and then get it into her mouth. But she's like jerking her head. I'm just saying she has the fight of somebody in Paw Patrol. And I wanted to name drop my dog in case she's listening. So they can be rescued, you guys, if somebody were to act fast. And that's what the Paw Patrol is all about. They say no job is too big, no pup is too small is one of their mottos.
And love that.
This is the part that actually got me. And I thought it was like very, maybe potentially more male driven. Cause when the Paw Patrol gets called, their routine, like it's like a firefighter's routine. They're all right. Like, time to go. And they're like, there's like a fun song and they're running. There's a whole sequence of them getting ready to go. I mean, it's a very long sequence. They would have been dead already in this car with the amount of time it takes to get ready. They're doing funny, like it's funny bits with the pepperoni treats and stuff like that. This is the part where like, I love costumes. I love changing into things. Not like
you got excited, you know, during this.
I did. And then they all jump into their own specially crafted vehicle that turned, like one turned into a helicopter, one turned into kind of like a tank thing. And I was like,
it's very Transformers.
Yeah.
It's very Transformers.
Oh my God, I was in heaven. That's what I'm just saying. But I don't know if necessarily, and I don't want to speak, I mean, I don't know if necessarily girls totally dig that.
Did it tickle my fancy? No, not really.
Yeah, like what if they jumped into like a nice fancy purse? Would that get you at all?
No, I mean, look at Skye's. So Skye's a little girl pup and she has like a helicopter. It almost looks like, it's hard to explain. What do they look like?
It was like what I pictured Paris Hilton, if she rode helicopters, totally. That's what she would be riding.
There you go. Yeah. That's exactly. It looks like a mobile home, but like prettier. And then it has wings.
What was her name again?
Skye.
I love that. I was like, Skye's pretty cool, man. I was like, Skye's a cool chick. Like, Skye's kind of dope. Like, and I was like, I wonder if Skye would like me.
You really are a kid at heart, aren't you?
I know. I was just like, that's cool, man. Skye's cool. Skye gets it. So they take their sweet time and they line up and they say, Paw Patrol, ready for action. And they do a roll call thing, which is also so cool. Like, I love roll calls. I love when people say their names and they're like, here, and they're all happy about it. Nobody's like not happy to be on the job or on patrol.
Except, but that's why we need that one character to be like, I'm here too. You know, like,
yeah, yeah, that one. Exactly. Wait, yes. By the way, that's actually a great note. If you're listening, Ken, the creator of this, I know you think this is God's gift to cartoons, but it would be nice to see somebody that was a little grumpy, like for the grumpy kids out there.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. Because we all have our moments. We want to see it on our screen.
Wait, has your daughter ever watched something and been like, oh, give me a break. Oh, come on. Like, I mean, it seems like she does
like
that
that's
to you.
Everything. Yes. Yeah. I think it's everything.
I mean, that's the other thing as a parent. Are you concerned with, or do parents tell their kids a lot of like, put a smile on your face, be happy. I mean, like, is that important? Like mood and attitude?
I think that's coming. I think that, you know, like with my nieces and nephews who are like teenagers, it's put your phone down, put a smile, say hello, and, you know, yes, give a kiss, give a hug. But I think when they're 2.5 and for me, it's not. I mean, if she's like a royal bee, she's just a royal bee. Like, I can't change it. I try to. You try to do like little silly song and dance to try to make them happy, but there's no changing them.
So they do the roll call, and they're given a recap on the pizza party emergency because that's how it affects them. And maybe this is why the Paw Patrol, and I haven't seen other episodes, is that maybe that's why the Paw Patrol is so excited, because this really does affect their bottom line if they're going to get dinner tonight.
Their bottom line.
Well, yeah, because they're like, we got to get fed.
Right. Like this, we cannot have this happen. Not on our watch.
And so they, like we said, individually go down slides, get into their vehicles, I'm imagining these are all toys that you can buy as well. You said there was two toy lines.
Yes. Okay. They're everywhere. Cool.
I would totally buy Paw Patrol toys. I know I would.
Thank God,
I still buy Batman
kid.
Toys. This is so horrible. And so they head up to the mountain, and they don't have any trouble driving because they have snow tires and stuff like that on their Paw Patrol vehicles, because they're thinking ahead. Which, by the way, the grandpa with the pizzeria, if you're in Adventureland and it's snowing all the time, like, switch up your car. Like, man, make sure it's like safe. You're putting people in risk.
And aren't those vans normally like a four-wheeler? Although that one did look a little janky, so maybe not.
I mean, also, this grandfather, he's not going to
be driving anyway.
I'm saying this is probably the last time he's allowed to hang out with any of his grandkids.
And why didn't they ticket him? Like, hey, sir, can we see your ID? Like, are you too old to be driving? When's the last time you took your driving
Natalie dogs? That if we could have one of the Paw Patrol dogs breathalyze this old man and make it like, hey, oh, sir, could you do the alphabet backwards? Could you walk this line? Like, oh,
if they had done a little bit of that, I swear that would have blown Bluey out of the water. I would have watched this all
day. They don't
day.
Take, see, that's in my adult head. I'm thinking, well, the reality of this situation. And also, we already have, knowledge that he already tripped and fell into a pizza. That sounds like somebody that's been hitting the sauce a little bit too much. You have it, and you have evidence in the pizza that this guy already tripped and then he chose to get into a car. And none of these Paw Patrol people are like, that's the thing. It's like, if you're going to patrol, also do your job and take it a step further and say,
look at his phone records. Was he texting and driving?
Yes. I mean, and also, by the way, is there a Paw Patrol jail?
I don't know, we need to watch more episodes to
dude and see that's why I feel
ignorant. Adventure Bay,
there might be all of these things that we're saying and we don't know. There might be a whole jail system in Paw Patrol and a judge over in Adventureland.
They
get there pretty easily, and they save them pretty easily. And what I love too was when they were calling out the vehicles, you guys, where they're like, Ruby, you're gonna do your wench is gonna do this, and you're gonna fly and do this. Like, they each had their own job. Like, the Paw Patrol, they weren't stepping on each other's toes. They each rider gave them specific instructions to do. And I'm somebody that needs direction. I mean, I think you even know that by now with me. Like, I need somebody to shake me and tell me what to do where I don't do it. And that's where kind of rider, you do like, okay, rider is good for something potentially.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a good leader. He has good skill sets.
They rescue them, but then the guys, like, they rescue the van, But then the pizza dough, the old man's face in the pizza dough falls out of the van and it lands on this precipice. And this goat, you guys, is like, bah, it's like, I think it was like a goat, right?
Yeah.
The goat is there and about to have probably the goat's first actual meal in so long. You tell the goat is just in winter weather, really. And Ryder sends a Paw Patrol person to get the pizza.
No,
dough,
it was the little right? boy.
It was the boy. Little
boy that just almost died, who they threw, Sky threw down the harness, brought him out of there, saved the van. and then he goes, I think this is a job for me. And they resend that harness down and he goes and he tries to save that pizza, the pizza dough. I mean,
the lack of just basic judgment here is just so off. I mean, why would you send that kid down there if you have a Paw Patrol with vehicles and stuff like that? This kid just like risked his life in the van and now he's doing it again. Who knows? And they seem like they had a name for the goat. They seem friendly with the goat, like they knew the goat already. But most of the time, you're not going to know the goat if you fall in a place. Like, they're going to be a strange goat, and that goat's going to attack you, possibly. And is the face pizza that worth? Like, that's the other thing. Like, how little dough is in Adventureland that we need? That, like, you can't let the pizza go. What kind of lesson is it teaching our kids?
Clearly, they hit a recession, and there's not enough food to go around. Okay. Inflation's real.
Inflation. Damn it, Biden. Y'all, one paw. Damn it, Biden. Like, it's a whole Paw Patrol. It's a whole political landscape in Paw Patrol. Yeah. But
I felt bad for the
goat, though. Like, invite the goat to the pizza party then if you're going to take the dough.
Well, he snagged the dough and he gave him a little treat. He gave him that pepperoni treat.
Would you rather a whole pizza, Natalie, or would you rather a little bite of something?
Well, I'm not a goat.
No, and, as a human being, would you rather? I didn't mean, but as a goat, are you kidding me? You probably don't like pizza as a goat.
Oh my gosh.
And
what
then,
was the question?
Would you want a whole pizza or just a little bite of pizza?
Oh yeah, no, I could take down a whole pizza by myself. Are you kidding? I'm marrying a chef. I mean,
wait, and by the way,
the fresh
and this is kind of off topic, but I think we're all curious about this. He as a chef, I was watching that show, The Bear on FX, about this Chicago chef. It's like a whole show.
You got to watch it.
And I want him because they're always doing like, yes, chef. It's very Paw Patrol in how they like have a, you know, roll call, like chef, yes, chef, yes, chef. Does he like, I always see those on like Top Chef and stuff like that, where they're like tasting their thing. And I'm like, oh my God, I would even get bigger just in the kitchen. But then I'm like, how do these people just not eat everything? I bet he doesn't have that much of an appetite, does he? Can he put things down?
No. So he's such a weird dude. He's just a very intense individual and knows his limits and has a very intense palate. And so for him, it's like, if it's not great, he'd rather not eat it. Like, he will go down saying, I'd rather die than eat McDonald's. And I'm like, give me all of the starch and all of the crap from McDonald's.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I love that, but it's just so not me. Cause like, I've even noticed as I get older, I'll be like, this isn't good. Why are you still eating it? Like, you could actually right. go out and eat something good, but you're like, this is what's here. And I really do kind of admire those people that are like, no, I'll save myself for something good. And then
that's
like,
him. Yeah.
Food's food. Like, are you kidding me? It's all, you know, it's like, it's all good. Like,
but also if you knew that you could cook like really rad, delicious food.
See?
Right? Maybe because we don't know how to cook that we're like, sure. Like, I'll eat mac and cheese out of a box all day.
I watch these shows. Paw Patrol is the same one. They're making pizzas. It made me want to make like, oh, I was like, maybe I should get into like a pizza oven or something. And then you know, the actuality of when I get into the kitchen, like there's no magic happening. It's not exciting. It's boring. It's so bad that it's like, I've gotten to just eating like bag salads out of Trader Joe's. And I'm like, look at me. It says Mediterranean on the bag. So look at me. I'm worldwide.
I'm cultured.
Yeah, I'm cultured. And that's like the extent now because I don't have a knack for it. I'm not good at it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And look, I think I'm getting a little better now that I've picked up on how he cooks And, you know, he always says, oh, it's just, you know, you just got to cook with love. And I'm like, what does that actually mean?
Oh my God, cook with love.
What? Yes. He goes, it's just, you got to make love to your food. And I'm like, ooh, you know.
This is exactly like the grandpa's face in the pizza. Don't put your love in my food. Please do not. Like, I'm happy if you're happy, but I don't need to hear about your love of the food. But wait, do you do that other thing of like, cook me this, cook me that? I would do that nonstop.
Me?
Cook me this. To him.
Yeah. By the way, you know what I'll do? I'll go to the grocery store and I'll pick like 5 random things. And then I'll just set it on the counter and I'm like, here, let's see what you can make with this. It's almost like a, like my own game of like grocery
you do challenges.
Mix a Top Chef, Master Chef. And I'm like, here you go. Let's see what you can do. And the guy comes up with amazing shit every time.
There are people with skills, and that's exactly what we're talking. That's Paw Patrol. These dogs have a special skill, and I'm so sad that we'll never, because then back to the show, they get the writer has to call the girl to go clean the road so they can get to the pizza party, because they saved the van, but the road is so icy and snowy. We don't want this to happen again. So Ryder with his foresight is like, yo, we got to get you down here to clean the road so we can get to the pizza party. And she comes out there and she's like, they're all just so happy about their jobs. Like, I've never seen, and I guess maybe this is a dog thing. Yeah, society. Everybody's like, yes. Like, nobody's on the toilet. Nobody's on like, I'll get to it. Like, they're slow, sure, but they're happy. And they seem genuine. I mean, these guys seem like they're cooking with love, these dogs. And
I mean, look, no one's calling in. No one's calling in for a day off. That's for sure.
No,
they are all showing up.
We're all staffed up. There's not a opening in the Paw Patrol, I imagine,
how much
they get. Did they get paid? Do they have a 401k? Like, what is
right?
This? I want to know the
how do they live?
System.
Me too. Me too.
So the patrol sends out the copter to scout around for the okay. Anyways, so they end up going to the pizza party, and like the final scene is with Jake, the stoner dude. He's like, "Oh, we're making pizzas," and
oblivious to everything that just went on.
Like, I mean, you would have
typical
the kid,
stoner.
You would have the kid in the corner just shaking. Is like, I don't want to eat. I'm not hungry. And they get like, yay. And they're making the grandpa face pizza. And Jake's like, yeah, put pepperoni for eyes. And the kid's like, and cheese for the smile. And then the dogs are making their dog pizza with the pepperoni treats. And everybody's happy. But it was very confusing. Just in how they reacted to everything. I think that was my main complaint.
I agree with you. Although I'm not surprised, because everything leading up to that was very hunky-dory, as our housewives like to say. Everything was happy. Everything was good. So I'm really not surprised that they were just like, okay, just another day in Adventure Bay.
So some more little factoids, well, as we start wrapping up here, is there's a pattern with the name. So there's Chase, and the character's name refers, of course, to a police chase. Ryder, of course, is named after the fact that he is the is the only dog who rides his vehicle during every mission. Marshall's name was directly derived from Fire Marshall. Rubble's name was inspired by the rubble you find in construction. Rocky's name is not directly correlated to his recycling job, since creators only took the first letter of his name from the 3 R's: reduce, reuse, recycle, whatever that. Amazing. All the main characters are not more than 10 years old, which is, I guess that's kind of like, so this is kind of in that 8 to 12 age range, this cartoon?
That feels a little old for me, but yes, I agree. It's like 5 to 6.
5 to 6? Okay.
I would say.
You're saying 10-year-olds potentially are too... I don't know.
That, like, they're too old to watch this.
Oh my God, I'm going to show up at a school tomorrow like, hey kid, come here. Paw Patrol too old for you? Yeah. This guy in a mustache came up to me and said, I like Paw Patrol. Paw Patrol is a huge hit, like you said, broadcast in more than 160 countries. It is incredibly famous in France and the UK, but it is known worldwide.
The big question is, though, Ryan, as we end every episode, does this make you want to have babies?
I got to tell you, resounding yes. Like,
aww.
It was just like, I thought some of it was really cool. And then it just got my imagination going, which I imagine is what kid shows are supposed to do for your kids, right? Is get your imagination going. Like, I thought that was the kind of cool thing about it. It didn't have the heart of a Bluey. I'm a sucker for like heart, and I'm a sucker for like kind of emotional things, which, by the way, I don't think we should probably be giving our kids big emotions to handle. And that's why the Pixar movies sometimes are way too intense for even me. But I liked it. I thought it was really cute. I liked it better than Booba, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, no, I definitely think it was very sweet. I like that it's all happy, right? There's no like hard time. I mean, there are hard times, but like the kids don't realize it. So I feel like it's just a very happy type of show, uplifting.
Yeah, that everything was said with a smile. Every dramatic, thing was met with that smile and that go get 'em attitude. I mean, I will say though, they didn't have the obvious lesson in this. Whereas Bluey was about sharing, the episode that we talked about, like the lesson, and I guess, you know, it was just overall entertainment. Not everything has to have a lesson, but I guess I was looking for a lesson potentially of why would I have my kid watch this show? What lesson or what are we imparting to them? And what do you think we would be imparting to your daughter?
It's just don't drive with your grandparents in the mountains.
Huge. Okay, that's huge.
I mean, that's
amazing. Yeah, that's.
I think if Piper watched this, she'd be like, I'm never driving with Owie, like ever, you know?
Oh my God, I wonder how kids process information in the sense of like, do they get scared then of like, the grandpa?
I don't want to go in the mountains. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I totally would. I was actually really, I dug this, and I would watch more episodes about, I hope we get to do this again, just because I'm just so curious if there's a backstory, an even further backstory of Paw Patrol.
I agree. I think we should try to do an episode one, and then maybe we get call-ins for this. People really, I feel like, have a lot of opinions on this. Let's do that.
The best thing that you can do for a podcast, the freest thing that you can do, is leave 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It's just a little click of your thumb or finger or whichever thing you want to use. You don't even have to write a review. You can if you like it. But leave 5 stars. It really does help placement. It helps podcasters. And also, listen to the advertisers, potentially go check them out. It really does. These things, we want anybody that advertises with us to feel like they are a part of something. And this is something that I'm really excited to do. Also, make sure you check out Natalie's podcast, Humble and Hungry, and leave that 5 stars as well.
You're so sweet. And obviously yours. So bad at school with Ryan Bailey.
Now it's like, leave his 4 stars. Give him a little 3.5.
Just give him 1 star. That way he has to come back to this show. You're so great. I love doing the show with you. You're like everyone's fun uncle.
Yeah, I'm such a fun uncle, you guys, that I showed up in a recording studio. I didn't read an email properly, and it was remote. And so I'm in the Cloud 10 beautiful recording studio. It actually really is cool. And I'm here by myself. And I showed up and I was like, oh my God, is this like that dream I have where it's like the first day of school and I didn't wear pants and then nobody's there? And like, you know, I was like, really?
Hey,
I was
better
like,
oh you my- than me. That's an hour and a half drive for me. That's a 20 minute drive for you?
And I love that. I was like, look at me here early. Look at me. Look at Mr. Professional Podcaster. That's a lesson to teach your kids. Be on time. That is.
We would never be hired in Adventure Bay. We would not be hired. You don't know where you're going.
I'm fully falling and making grandpa face pizzas every day, all day.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of What the Kids Are Watching. Follow us on Instagram at What the Kids Are Watching and subscribe on the iHeart app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And hey, what are your kids watching? Send us a DM on Instagram or leave us a voicemail at 540-642-0035 with your stories and opinions. We might just share it on the show. We'll see you next week.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift,
it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.